Time for business news again from Brian Finn.
Thank you, Cathal. Pharma company Elan has reported a net loss from continuing operations of €72.8 million for the 3 months to the end of March, down slightly on the same on the loss at the same time last year. First quarter global Tysabri sales increased by 14% to just over €450 million. Earlier this month, the company completed a deal with Biogen Idec to transfer all its Tysabri assets for an upfront payment of €3.25 billion, as well as continuing royalties on the drugs. Apple reported net profit of $9.5 billion for the second fiscal quarter. That was down 18% on the same period last year. It's the first time Apple has posted a year-on-year profit decline in 10 years. Mark Murnan, head of trading with Shelbourne Markets, is here. Mark, there's been much focus on this profit decline, but sales were up 11% and they're still making a profit. So is this whole doom-mongering over Apple a bit overblown?
Well, I think Apple has been such a juggernaut for the last, really since 2010 and the launch of the iPad, where we've seen just significant growth year on year, and it's really kind of just, you know, I suppose stopped now. We're seeing competition coming from, you know, the likes of Samsung, which is impacting Apple, and we're also seeing, you know, profit margins falling, falling about 10% year on year. So, you know, that's been impacted by lower margin products such as the mini iPad eating into the sales of the larger iPad. So I think it's moving from being a really significant growth stock to being more of a value stock, the company increasing the share buyback last night and also increasing the dividend. So I think people will, you know, start focusing possibly on it being a value stock now, and it's a new, you know, batch of investors start looking at it that way.
Its share price grew hugely during the downturn. It went from $100 sometime a few years ago up to $700 last year, down to $400 now. Has it reached a stasis, say, or is it likely to fall further, or could we see it go back up again?
We saw it last night briefly in after-hours trading. After the numbers, the stock jumped somewhere around 5%. And then as the conference call was going on, some comments from CEO Tim Cook when he mentioned we're unlikely to see any new products until the back end of the year. And also comments about growth in China and emerging markets were, you know, slightly less than what people had expected. So we saw the stock pull back and give up most of that 5% growth. I think, obviously, you know, there is now a reasonable dividend up 15% to just over $3 a share. You know, that will attract a new, you know, type of owner to the stock. So, you know, we may see some support here around the 400 level. It's just very hard to know. I think this session today will be interesting to watch.
You mentioned new products not appearing until next year. Is that the magic bullet that they need? And are there any in the pipeline?
Well, obviously, the last 2 to 3 years, the stock has been, you know, the stock price has really been driven by new products and new product launches. It was something that the late Steve Jobs was extremely good at. We haven't seen anything significant. We've just seen, you know, a change of iPhone, change of iPad to a smaller model, but nothing, you know, groundbreaking per se. Talk of a lower priced iPhone coming for emerging markets later in the year, Apple TV, maybe some sort of Apple Watch as well. So we're still waiting for what is that, you know, silver bullet to come, but certainly no indications of what it was last night.
Just very quickly, it wasn't affected too much, the stock price, by that dip yesterday and the subsequent recovery following that infamous bogus tweet. Was that as serious as it was dramatic event?
Certainly, you know, it's amazing the power of Twitter and the fact that they can, you know, that something like that can affect the market so significantly. The fall was very sharp, very sudden, and also I think it recovered within a couple of minutes. I think it just shows the impact of social media and how careful, you know, the news has to be, but also the focus, you know, that markets are still jittery. People are worried over bad news and people will sell on any bad news.
Okay, Mark Murnan of Shelbourne Markets, thank you for that. Just enough time for the currencies. The euro is at $1.30 and just over 85 pence sterling.